Researchers say former President Donald Trump's so-called Muslim ban had an unexpected effect on the health of Muslim Americans. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports that's the finding of a new study from the Yale School of Public Health.
Trump banned citizens of some predominantly Muslim countries from traveling to the U.S. in 2017. The ban separated families and left people stranded in airports, and it may have led to more medical emergencies among Muslims already living in America. Professor Greg Gonsalves and his team looked at a hospital system in Minnesota. It serves a large Muslim population from Somalia, one of the countries on the list.
There is an increase in missed primary care appointments, right? Your regular visits to the doctor, an increased emergency department visits among people from Muslim-majority countries living in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
That suggests people were avoiding the doctor until emergencies. And it goes along with studies showing more Muslim Americans are being diagnosed with stress-related conditions. Gonsalves says it shows how immigration policies, especially those motivated by fear, can have unintended consequences.
For all the terrible things about the Muslim ban, in and of itself, it also had downstream health effects that affected an entire city's population of Muslim Americans.
President Biden ended the ban on his first day in office, but Gonsalves says there still needs to be more studies into the health of immigrants in the U.S.
There's been a lot of Asian American discrimination over the past year around the coronavirus pandemic. I can probably hazard a guess that if we look to see if there's been an effect of the cumulative stress on these populations, we might find some impact there.
Gonsalves worked on the study with researchers from the Yale Schools of Medicine and Public Health and with hospitals across the country. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.